Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. And today, I'm outside, I'm at my local park. And it's a beautiful day and I thought I would just come and sit here. I've already done my walk. I thought I'd just come and sit for a bit and record this session here. So the day of recording this, it's Easter. Easter Sunday, so happy Easter everybody. And I like to just stop and reflect and just see, okay, so where am I? Where am I headed? Am I on track? Am I behind? How do I keep growing, etc.? And if you think about time, right, how quickly the last X period of time is for you. Like my eldest daughter, she turns 19 in a couple of more months, and, well, 4 months. And I think about the moment she was born, and I think about just how blooming quickly the last, say, 19 years have gone by, and everything that has occurred in between. And one of the things that I am proud of is my own personal growth, and the way that I have I guess changed as a human, the way that I've become a better person because of having my kids, because of the challenges and struggles that they have both endured, losing my youngest one last year. And what I'm really pleased about with myself is just this undying appetite for growth, to become better and to keep moving forward, and to some extent enjoying what I'm doing now, but always looking for, like, what's next? What is that next thing? What is that next experience that I'm going to have? What's that next piece of learning that I'm going to have? How do I keep moving myself forward? How do I stay just as focused as ever on my health? How do I make that better? How do I keep living in the top 1% of health for my age? And that inspires me to keep doing more. And I like making sure that I continue to surround myself with the right people. I think finding my current coach has been a tremendous gift, because he inspires me to keep working, because I've never met anyone that has a work ethic like him. And it's because of him that I do two podcasts a day, every single day. And if I have a look at the calculations, so 3,266 podcasts I've now done. And I'm focusing on 10,000. That's my target. I want to get to 10,000 and then I'll keep going. But that's what I'm focusing on right now. So I guess 5,000 is next. Not worried about 3,500 or 4,000. It's 5,000 and 10,000. And I do that because I want to leave a legacy behind, so that future generations of anyone's family, but also my own, can listen into this at some point in the future, and I can perhaps help them in the moment that they're listening. And I also look at the way the world has changed, and since COVID, a lot has happened since COVID. Now I have a problem because I'm finding I just can't sit still, so I'm going to walk up and down the pathway here. People have changed. Like I did in this docu-series that I was interviewed for by Channel 9 a couple of weeks ago, I think really what they were looking for is wanting me to say that COVID caused my daughter to die. That's, let's face it, I think that's, I'm dramatizing, but I think that's what they would really have liked. But I think the reality is, in some ways it did. I mean, she loved COVID to start with because it meant that she didn't have to face her social anxieties and so forth. But then with all the change that happened in kids, and I think they became nastier and stuff, and then that resulted in her being bullied. And then, you know, the rest is kind of history. But it's changed people. And I look at say social media, and like when I first started business, Facebook wasn't a really huge thing at the time. It was kind of new. We're talking 15 years ago. TikTok didn't exist in a way that we use it now anyway. I don't know whether maybe it was conceptual back then. I don't know. YouTube was different, the way that we had no cameras in the phone, like videos in the phone and all that sort of stuff. We couldn't do that kind of thing. And if I fast forward to now, and like I was having a scroll just yesterday. Sometimes if I'm posting something, I'll just say, okay, what's going on? And the amount of negativity that's in there. So what was the one that the podcast I did a couple of days ago, about 70% of people are negative. I find there's just so much negativity on social media, whether it be TikTok or Instagram with the reels and everything, whether it be violence, whether it be road rage. And there's just so much of that. I don't know how to explain it. Negative body image stuff that I'm sensitive to because I'm a daughter. There's just a lot of toxicity on there. And I think, do you know what? And they get tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of views. And it's like, man, here I am trying to put out some good quality content that's actually going to change some people's lives. I might get a couple of hundred people that are looking at stuff. If I do anything to do with pets or anything like that, then that gets up to three times the views. And it's like I'll put a bunch of work into, say, editing a video around a particular topic, and that will get about 40% less views than one that if I just pick up my phone right now, say, hey, I'm just out in the park here, and look, there's a pigeon. I don't know. Something like that, that will probably get more views. If I did a video of just Whiskers, my cat, then that would probably get more views in it. But a lot of these views, they're not buying customers and all that kind of stuff. So there's that aspect to it. But I just think, what has happened? What's happened to the world? I think the work ethic that people have is not what it should be and what it could be. There's a get-rich-quick kind of mindset, not having to work hard for things. And I know I'm generalizing here, but a lot of things have changed in the last 19 years. And so where I come back to is where I'm really proud about myself is my never-dying attitude to continue to change, because most people won't change. Like this high-level meeting I was in a few days ago with federal government as well as, high-level people. I was just really surprised by how unimpressed I was with the way people present themselves, with the way that I seem to be focused on getting outcomes and solution-based thinking to problems. And not everybody has that. Now, I wasn't always like that. I've created it. And I think we should all be forced to run our own businesses so that we can improve the style of thinking and problem solving that we have and improve our work ethic and stuff. But it's just such a different mindset, the entrepreneur, that if I don't get out of bed today and if I don't work hard to achieve what it is that I want to achieve and serve people, then I don't get money and I don't eat. Right? Whereas if you're an employee, you could call in sick today and you still get food. Right? And it's a massive, massive difference, and how that equates to mindset and this show, mental toughness as well. So it's one of the things that I am really proud of myself, that I continue to grow and evolve, and that means that I will never become complacent. And so I think this is where we all need to get to. You need to become a person of value. You need to be able to problem solve very, very well. You need to continue to grow each and every day, because the world is changing a lot. And if you stop and think over this Easter period, how much has your life changed in the 5 years or that have just gone by, or what's changed around you in that 5 years? Have you kept up? Are you ahead? Are you achieving all the things that you want to to achieve, or are you just allowing everything to happen to you? So I just think it's really important. You've got to be a person of value and continue to grow. Focus on growing. So having said that, given that we are at Easter Sunday, most people are having a long weekend off. I'm working every day. Take time out to reflect on where you are right now and just get better, right? Focus on getting better. Focus on getting some new skills. Focus on just getting better outcomes for you, for other people in your life as well. And continue to evolve your skills. Just get better. Whatever it is that you want to get better at, identify what that is and then go and get the coaching, get the training, read the books so that you just get better. And if you want to get your health and wellness and mindset in a better spot, then easy. It's free. You go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you opt in for a free consultation with me. It's global. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. And I will create a free program with you. I'll work out where you are right now and how I can help you close that gap to where it is that you want to get to. So happy Easter. Take care of yourself. Give all your loved ones a hug from me. See you tomorrow.